You did that for a Hot Pocket?
Yes. Oh, that's for a Hot Pocket.
You broke into a bank for a Hot Pocket?
Hot Pocket.
For a Hot Pocket.
Was it worth it?
Hell yeah, it's worth it. A Hot Pocket? Hell yeah.
What up, Frocast? This your girl, AP. Looking forward to another year of laughing out loud, getting crazy looks from the white people at work, because that's what y'all be making me do. Keep it up. Peace.
Fuck you, your mama. Dig up your grandmama and fuck her and fuck all your kinfolk.
Hey, y'all. It's Miss T. Lee. Thanks for making me laugh. And I'd appreciate some fact-checking in the future, and I know that ain't gonna happen. But anyway, keep doing what you guys do. Keep it random as usual. And keep up the good music and stuff. All right.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in at NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. Quiet sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. Run the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the highest rated podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your host, King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, a.k.a. the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, a.k.a. LeBron Flames, a.k.a. the King of the Lames, a.k.a. the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Germ Cena, a.k.a. Pod Strickland, a.k.a. Fat Sajak, a.k.a. the Brooks Bandit, a.k.a. Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. you can't fit this hustle inside of a rapper, a.k.a. Ravishing Rick Rude. Now cut the music. What I like to have right now, so all you podcasters that don't have any microphones, that only record on your computers, or you just recording on your iPhone, keep the noise down while I take my robe off and show y'all what a real podcast sound like. Now hit the music. Now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the daunting, the always be shopping, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Jern. Queen Jern, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the Queen of QVC, a.k.a. Bipolar Mom, a.k.a. I Hear No One, a.k.a. My Cups Runneth Over, a.k.a. A Lot of Crass with a Dab of Class, a.k.a. My Afro Is My Halo, and my favorite a.k.a. of them all, your grade is your motherfucking grade, and I'm in the building.
Queen Germ's in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, rate, subscribe to the Frocast on any podcast readers out there. We own all of them, so just look for the Frocast. It's us, you know what I'm saying, the only ones, you know what I'm saying? So give us a nice little like or whatever you do, whatever they ask you to do. We also have a voicemail where you can call in at 347-201-2572. Leave a number, we'll play it on the show. We also have a Patreon you can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes exclusive content that you can only get on the Nappy Afro Patreon, and you can only see it if you pay at least a dollar. You can pay $3 and you can get to see a whole lot more, you know what I'm saying? So it's just levels. Let me check, do we have any Patreons this week? Let me do a little quick little run through. And no new Patreons this week, so watch, it's gonna some pop up after the show. That's how they always do. But look, y'all, you can get shouted out like nobody this week. Shout out to nobody, because nobody subscribed to the Patreon this week.
Yeah, not yet.
But nobody's been buying a lot of shirts. So we've been trading Patreons for shirt sales. So
I like it.
It's a good trade-off.
It's good.
Yeah, and it like if you don't want to do any of those ways that I just... If you don't want to show love in all those ways that I gave you, the easiest way you can show love is just by sharing it, retweeting it, putting it in your story. And when you put in a story, just tag us at Frocast so we can see it, so I can give you some shout outs. Like I'll be giving all the other people shout outs to do it. You know what I'm saying? Every week, the Short Tees, the Ruler of Myself, you know, the Dr. Braces, all those people, the 12 Cows, all those people that be showing us love every week, man. That, you know, like, you could be like them. Be in the Hall of Fame of guests of the Fro Nation. Mm. I mean, who wouldn't want to be in that?
Who wouldn't want it?
Oh, but enough of the pandering. Queen Germ, how was your week?
So far so good. Still out here teaching summer school and all that good stuff. So, it's about to wrap it up. And, okay. It's going to be, you know what I'm saying, get a couple of weeks before we start fighting for our life again in the brick and mortar school system that y'all want to be back in.
So are they transitioning you into the classroom or are you going to be virtual?
I'm transitioning myself out the classroom.
Okay, so they giving you a choice?
They gave us a choice, so yeah, my choice was to stay at home and my choice for the kids is going to be to stay at home. I already put that in there.
Okay, so that's what's up.
So we're going to try to not kill each other and get educated this school year at the house. How about your week?
Well, I mean, my week's been normal. Just getting ready for this little vacation I got coming up. But other than that, man, it's just been normal. Just going through the week, man. It's hot. It's hotter than hot down here in Florida.
Well, and I hope you got your clothes ready.
And I'm not talking about because of the Rona. I'm talking about because Big Red up there in the sky is hot than a motherfucker this week.
Yeah, hotter than.
Yeah. Hot than a motherfucker. That's a word. Not hotter than. No. We're not speaking proper English
yet. I'm just saying. You know, it's hot than a motherfucker. I'm trying to help you. Yes. Help somebody.
I said it right. Everybody down here, they understand what we're going through. But enough about our weeks. Let's go ahead and get to this outline. First on the docket, man, let me see what we got here this week. Think it's going to be a good show this week, man. We're doomed, though. I was looking on the news, and, you know, I'm always looking for stories for the Frocast. You know, I don't want to try to talk about the run-of-the-mill things that you get from all the other podcasts. But this story right here caught my eye. A 30-year-old patient dies in hospital after attending a COVID party. Now, the thought is that people get together to see if the virus is real, if anyone gets infected, a hospital official said. So this is what the kids are doing today. Mm-hmm. They don't believe that this virus is real. So they go and throw a party with, you know, people, and I'm sure they're just carrying on like normal. Because I was at a gathering this past weekend, and I noticed that certain people wasn't practicing social distancing things, and so I had to social distance myself.
From the whole event.
Exactly. Because I was like, once I saw niggas passing around a bottle of Douce, and wasn't no cups going around, and niggas drinking out of the bottle, I said, hold up.
And
wait a minute.
Doing that on a regular day.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get it. But let's get back to this story. A 30-year-old patient died after attending what's being called a COVID party, said Methodist Hospital Chief Medical Officer Dr. Jane Appleby. The party is held by someone diagnosed with the COVID virus, and the thought is that people get together to see if the virus is real if anyone gets infected. So, y'all just said, fuck science.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why y'all can't do this with other, like, non-lethal shit? You know what I'm saying?
Because enough people haven't died yet.
Yeah, I guess that's what
I mean,
it is.
Because that's the thing. Like, if the people were scared enough, they wouldn't even be trying to do the dumb stuff. Mm. So it's like you haven't had somebody that you know or close enough to you to get sick and, you know what I'm saying, fight for their life for you to realize that it is a serious matter. But you don't think so.
Yeah, like she said, just before the patient died, they looked at their nurse and said, I think I made a mistake. I thought this was a hoax, but it's not. Oh, they say you get real clarity near death.
Yeah.
And motherfucker, your ass was dead, dying.
Yes.
And your ass got clarity at that moment. Yeah. You should have got that clarity before you walked in that fucking party with somebody that you don't know what the fuck you, man. No.
And then my thing is, some of them already know they sick and they coming to your party. Mm. And, you know what I'm saying, some people just don't care. That's just what it is.
It's a lot of the youth don't care. We saw that party in Atlanta. They had the pool party, right?
And they had all the
on the inside.
And this, that, and the third.
I mean, this
they
is
had a pool in the
pool
club.
Inside the club, and they fucking having a party. These people, I mean, like I said, y'all cannot believe it if y'all want to, but I just wouldn't put myself in a crowd of people like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, just to test it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you still got to live your life. Don't be, you know, be scared and run off or whatever like that. But, I mean, got to be cautious. You can't just be walking around here just not giving a fuck and not thinking this shit is real. Because, I mean, you could be the one to die. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, and the thing about it is people are not giving enough credit to the fact that it's some of the most common sense things that you can do that will prevent you being sick or being as sick. So I don't understand people who think that, oh yeah, I'm going to go to this party, I'm going to go to that thing. Even if you did one thing that was kind of risky, yeah, the possibility is there. But you think about the fact of your body being able to heal itself after you leave this event. Give yourself some time. Don't go from event to event or place to place and you hanging out in all of these places and nothing is happening. That's quite right. So you never giving your body a chance to recover. But some people feel like, oh, they done told us that the young people got a good chance of surviving, even if they get it. And that's the thing, too. They may have seen that enough of their friends got the virus
recovered and, shit.
And recovered. But you won't be that lucky. Yep. So
might not be your turn. You might spun the wheel and you end up on... Bam, bam. Listen, y'all kids, stop thinking this fucking shit is a game. It is not a motherfucking game,
it's
right?
It's definitely not a game.
I mean... Like I said, live your life, but be cautious. Nobody telling you to stay in your fucking house and be scared. No, no, no. You can go out, be cautious. Just don't go into a crowd, no parties, no building this. No, I mean, come on, think about it. Why would you want to put yourself in that situation, bro? Like, you already know the club situation is nasty, but here you go. I'm seeing niggas up here still lifting random girls up. You know what I'm saying? Still, yeah, I seen girls, booties in niggas' faces and girls' faces, and it's just girls still feeling on girls' butts, and I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, y'all are not getting it. And
I mean, they getting it.
Yeah, y'all getting it. Y'all not getting it, though. You're getting it, but you're not getting it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
I mean, it's
that should be a new motto. Get it before you get it.
I guess. That's what they're doing. That's why they're having the corona party.
A corona party. Wow. Come on, man.
I mean, they say that the squirrels around here got the bubonic plague and all kind of
old
shit.
Oh, Jesus.
So that done came up in Colorado, the darn squirrels dying. So if that's the case and if that's true, then we got another something that we got to fight. Y'all had the killer hornets or what it was.
The murder hornets.
Murder hornets.
They just went away like nothing.
Exactly. So niggas, the corona got them too.
Everything, the murder hornets. I told y'all people, it's going to get better November the 10th. Watch.
Yeah, when it's time for y'all to go to
everything's vote. No, yeah, once voting is over with,
yeah,
everything gonna go away.
Yeah,
economy gonna pick back up, jobs, and it's gonna be like, what happened? Corona, it's over with. Oh, it's been eradicated. It's not as big as we thought it was. Sorry, you know what I'm saying.
Nobody else is dying.
All you mask people, I understand you're out of business now. You know what I'm saying. And shout out to all the people making masks out there. And shout out to all the people that's commissioning people to make masks, man. Shout out to them man. Oh, yeah, that's a lovely thing right there, man.
To find work for somebody else, yes. And they don't even really want to work.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, you know, that's real work. You putting money in the community. See, y'all talk about black economics and shit, but when I try to put money in your pocket to tell people you make masks, you want to give me an attitude and shit, like...
That ain't my real job.
Because I got, like, 60 orders of masks and shit, and, you know...
Because that ain't my real job. I have a real job. This ain't it.
You know, you just learn how to sew, though, you know?
Yeah, you took a couple of classes.
You took a couple of classes to learn how to sew, you know what I'm saying?
And you're just picking it back up.
Shout out to all y'all people, man. And shout out to all y'all people that's throwing these corona parties. Let's go ahead and get y'all up out of here.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead. What did they say? Natural selection or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just go ahead and get y'all up out of here. Y'all go ahead and kick yourselves out of the party.
Yeah.
Because we don't need you. Because Jesus Christ.
They're going by the survival of the fittest rule.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they gonna see who gonna survive.
Yes, sir. So, I was on Facebook one day, and a post came up about the top struggle meals. You know what a struggle meal is?
I guess.
You guess. So, you never ate a struggle meal?
I mean, I would never call it that. It's food. So, well, if I'm gonna eat it, I'm gonna eat it.
True.
I mean, it's something that falls in that category. My all-time favorite would have to be breakfast for dinner.
Breakfast for dinner.
That's my favorite. That don't even feel like a struggle.
I didn't even know that was a struggle meal. I thought that was like a special occasion.
Yeah, that was good stuff.
Like, I didn't know that it was because...
Oh, mama gone.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So that is one of, you know, my favorite struggle meals. But the post, you know, essentially had...
What they got?
They had 9 pictures, all right, of your top 3 struggle meals. And number one... was the smoked sausage on a piece of bread. That's the number one undeniable, number one struggle meal. You can't go wrong with the smoked sausage and the one piece of bread. Hey, you wilding out, throw some mustard and some mayonnaise on it, some pepper. Oh, man, good eating right there.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was the Smucker's Uncrustable. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, the little peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, that's an all-time favorite. If you got little kids and they keep them shits, you eat them motherfuckers up. Like, hey, I used to eat them more than the kids. I mean, them things are so fucking good. You put them, you get them cold. Oh, my gosh.
And you want a cold sandwich?
It's good. Like, peanut butter and jelly, good. It's good cold.
Okay.
You know, remember how they used to have them at the park? Them shit should be cold, boy.
Oh, okay.
Number three is a bowl of cereal. You never can go wrong with cereal. What is your go-to bowl of cereal? If you can make one bowl of cereal, what you making?
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops?
Mm-hmm.
You know all Fruit Loops is the same flavor?
Uh-huh.
Different color?
Different colors.
My go-to cereal is actually Frosted Flakes with vitamin, with whole milk. And it got to be cold. Like, that is just like, I
think whole milk goes with cereal better than
it
any
does.
Other kind.
I mean,
like, it does. It gives it some type of flavor.
I'm sorry, y'all people that drink almond milk and all that. You know, I mean, I probably should be drinking it because I'm lactose intolerant. But if I'm going to go ahead and take the chance to eat a cereal, I want some whole milk. I want to be cold. And I want to be some Frosted Flakes. And I want the old school Frosted Flakes, not them new ones. These new ones, they ain't sweet enough or something.
You don't like the new ones?
No, the new ones, they
got some Honey Nut Frosted Flakes.
See, I don't need all that.
They good.
The original is good. I want the old school ones, though. This shit had, like, cocaine on the damn...
Yeah, there was some thick sugar.
Now. Yeah, it was thick. Like, that shit was laid on there. Like, it was... They were really frosted. These shits is dusted.
I don't think it was safe. It wasn't safe.
I know they wasn't. That's why I want it.
It wasn't safe.
I want that. The next one was... Hot Pockets. Listen, I used to eat Hot Pockets the wrong way my whole life. I used to eat them the wrong way my whole life. Until I met this woman over here, and she put one in the oven for me, and it changed my love of Hot Pockets. I was just like, I didn't think I could love Hot Pockets anymore. But the day she put that one in the oven, and I ate that shit, I said, oh, my fucking God. This is a game changer right here.
Not my effing God, but okay.
Listen. You throw a Hot Pocket in the oven, that shit magical, boy. And you slather it with butter. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Poke some holes in it so, you know, release some of that pressure so it don't pop on your ass. Oh, my God.
I'm glad I did something for you.
Number five, the cup of noodles. Listen.
I can't fuck with that.
I eat them. It's like, it's got to be a last resort type thing.
Yeah, cause I'm above that.
I ate so many of them, when, you know, like freshman year in college, that first year. I went to the store, used to buy a 100-pack. Yes. I used to, every day, pancakes and goddamn... cup of noodles, ramen noodles, every day for 9 months. Like I'm in prison or something. That shit was crazy. I was poor, I ain't had no money. My roommate had a 50-pound bag of pancake mix, and I had 100 packs of damn oodles and noodles. Let's eat, my nigga. We had a co-op going around there. And then shit was crazy. But yeah, so that was it. Number six, fucking sandwich and chips.
I can get with that.
That's a classic. And then you got to put the chips on your sandwich. If you do not put the chips on your sandwich, it don't fucking count.
You don't put it on the sandwich?
Put the chips on the sandwich.
No, I can't do
come
that.
Come on, man. Get you another crunch to your sandwich.
I don't need all that.
Man, come on, man. Try it one time. Number seven, a fried bologna sandwich. Listen, people.
It's got to be the real bologna, though.
Yeah, it gotta be that
gotta
thick. It can't be the Oscar Mayer bologna. It can't be that.
It gotta have a red
fucking wax. If you don't pull that wax off your bologna, you're not eating fucking bologna, people. That new shit they got, that Oscar Mayer shit, you can't fry that Oscar Mayer bologna. That shit don't fly. It don't fry. Something ain't right with it.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? Gotta have that old school, like, you might not even have to put a little bit of grease in the pan, you know what I'm saying, to get it just right. Get them edges crispy. Oh, man. Number eight is a toaster strudel. Listen. Can't go wrong with those.
I love toaster
strudels. They're like a dessert and a meal and a munchy snack.
Shit,
like,
you eat enough of them.
Yeah, like they give you a box of six. Them shits used to get murdered in no time. Do they got apple
one
toaster
day.
Strudels?
Probably.
They probably got to have apple.
I think they got apple.
I just
always get strawberry.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. So, toaster strudels number eight. Number nine is a banquet meal. Now, I
can't fuck with that.
Certain of them little meals... I can eat some of them, but it's every once in a while. It's only going to be like Salisbury steak and mashed potatoes because that's the only shit that you can warm up that tastes like something. Because them other shits, like, I'm not eating all the chicken, all the weird shit. The hungry man, like, ain't nothing but salt. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, look, shout out to all the women that's feeding their men hungry man dinners, man.
I'm
going
to need you not to be.
Hey, man.
If you love them, you won't let them eat that.
Yeah, you won't let them eat it. Shout out to all the women that's not letting their men eat Hungry Meals and cooking meals for them, doing what they got to do, climbing through windows, all that good stuff. Shout out to them, man. You know.
Shout out. They ain't had no beanie weenies on that thing?
That's what, okay, that brings me back around. What struggle meals on here that you love that's not on here?
That didn't make the list. I got to say beanie weenies and
rice. Beanie weenies and rice, baby. Like, come on. Like, my kids prefer that shit. So they be like, yo, yeah. Dad, can we have that? And I'm like, of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
Keep some beans on the deck.
What? And then you can spice it up. Get the baked beans. Cut you up some onions, some sausage in there. Yep. You ain't got to have
just kind of stuff.
You can make it up right. I mean, and it could be marvelous.
Get your little peppers and jalapenos, whatever you want
to slap up. I remember we used to just take like some ground up sausage and onions and peppers and put that shit on top of some damn rice. Call that shit done. Like. Oh, sausage. Oh, you cut up some Roger Woods and some smoked sausage and onions and peppers and throw down some rice. That was dinner.
Yeah, I thought that was some real food.
What? We thought that was like some Japanese food or something. We like, ooh.
You cutting up today.
Yeah. Like, what? You go in there and get spoonfuls and just cut up sausage. It might be hot dogs. You think it's sausage. But yeah, but it like works. They say, full stomach or full stomach. And, you know, all these people these days act like they too good to eat certain type of foods and stuff like here. Not me. Not
I
me.
Like fried rice and
oh man,
all kind of good stuff.
Yes, sir. I seen this little recipe. I'm gonna try. It's like cabbage and it has sausage in it. It's like fried cabbage with sausage in it on top of the stove. I said it looked like it'd be pretty damn good.
It probably would be.
Yeah, like you know, smoked sausage cut up and then everything. It's like spicy cabbage with sausage or something it was called. So I'm gonna try that one day. Like bump it. We're gonna see what it do. You know, but yeah, people, struggle meals are not really struggle meals. Struggle meals are some of the best meals that you eat as a kid, and you still love them. Now, sometimes if you eat too many of them, you don't want to eat it no more. Like what's something that has ran you off? Like, that you would not eat no more that you used to have to eat a lot of as a kid?
Nothing. I mean, I just remember a time when my mama used to make okra, like we used to get it for free, I guess, from somewhere. Like somebody had it in
the barter system,
garden or something. And it was like one, it was like a span of several months.
Thank you, sister, for helping me on that.
here's some okra. I'm like, okay, mama fried okra yesterday. The day she got okra and tomatoes, you got okra soup. I'm like, okay, now, how much more of this here can we eat? Like, I'm going to turn into a damn okra.
I think I'm like that with chicken. Like, I don't, that's why I don't really like chicken with bone in it. Because my mom used to cook chicken every fucking day. Like, we used to have chicken for dinner every fucking night. Chicken, 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 boiled chicken, baked chicken, fried chicken, stewed chicken, barbecue chicken, whatever kind of way you could cook chicken. Chicken in a crock pot, chicken a la king, chicken this, chicken that, chicken that, chicken chow mein, chicken this, chicken. I don't want no damn more chicken. Like, I'm good. Like, I'm good.
Like I said, my mom had never really cooked something a lot. I just know, like I said, that season where she was cooking the mess out of some damn okra. I mean, because it was like we had to cut the okra.
Yeah.
And I remember that slimy-ass okra. Every time I turn around, it's a bowl of okra on the table. I need you to wash that stuff and
cut it up. You don't ever go to your grandma's house. She got a big old thing of peas and all y'all sitting there snapping peas. Clean them up, crabbing them.
We used to have to scale them fish and all
hands
that.
Used to be so from that. They just working your ass to death.
You scale them fish on that back porch. Come back in the house, you got damn fish scales all over your face and arm. And it used to be a time.
Yeah, I ain't never do that. I was like, nah. I was like,
I mean, you a boy, so some stuff you might have got passed over. But we did. I had my share. I know that for sure.
Well, man, like I said, struggle foods. Not really struggle foods, but y'all know what they are. When you low, that day before payday meal, them couple days before the payday meal, you know, you might make that pot of spaghetti or make a meatloaf or something. I mean, I done made hamburger helper without the hamburger before.
Now, that's a struggle.
Yeah. Man just made that helper. I was just sitting there eating helper.
You,
I'm talking
you
about.
You eating help me.
Yeah.
Because that shit there, you wasn't helping nobody.
I was like, damn, boy, nigga ain't got no fucking hamburger. Nigga, I'm just in here boiling the noodles and the sauce and shit. Yeah.
Shit.
They were basically oodles and noodles. That's all it was. Oh, shoot. But, you know, hey, man, y'all can't front full stomach or full stomach. So this is on the New York Post, okay? A reputable website. Said couples should wear face masks during sex, new study insists. Safe sex during the coronavirus pandemic might soon require protection beyond just the nether regions. A new study from researchers at Harvard University, reputable university.
But they charging $47,000 for y'all to take
Those funds have already been accounted for.
Somebody said that. Okay, go ahead.
Says that hooking up carries some risk for transmitting COVID-19 from one partner to the other and recommends, among other practices, wearing a face mask while doing it.
That sounds like that's worse than the AIDS virus.
I mean, they said the research published in the Annals of Internal Medicine ranked frisky situations based on how likely it is to catch coronavirus while in the act. Researchers recommend wearing a mask for the riskiest sexual scenario, sex with people other than those whom one is quarantined. Okay, so this is for all y'all people that like that orangutan. Gotcha. You have an out-of-house corona crush, the study says, besides keeping your mask on, you should avoid kissing, any oral to anal act, and anything else that involves semen or urine. Shower before and after and clean the space with alcohol wipes or soap. First of all, people, I told y'all cannot be out here eating ass during the corona. Y'all cannot be doing it, but y'all niggas ain't stopped.
The studies have shown.
Jesus. It says the study also mentions that having sex with people who are together in quarantine is safer, but there is still a risk. For instance, if one partner goes outside to run an errand and exposed to the virus, they can transmit it to another. Even if that person is ultimately an asymptomatic carrier, they can still infect the other. Of course, bitch, we already knew that.
Yeah. We was taking that risk already. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to the store to get my family something to eat. So I'm coming back home. You happy that I took and went and got y'all something to eat.
Exactly.
Now you finna dick me down.
Yeah. Hey, wanna bust some cheeks. Yeah, you did good today, girl. You got that sale. Look at that. You came back with these ribs that was on sale for $2.99 a pound.
So, hey, you about to do this thing.
So they say the safest approach to sexual activity, according to the researchers, is not having any abstinence. They say low risk for infection, though not feasible for many. Another option they add is masturbation.
Nah.
Okay, people. Queen Germ, how you feel about that? Do you feel like we're at a point where we'll have to put a mask on for intimacy?
We're not.
Okay.
I mean, unless there's something that you into, but otherwise, ain't no.
I might get into it. Wrestling mask. Mm-mm. You want to wear a wrestling mask?
No, I don't really.
What about a ski mask?
No.
Come on.
It's hot as hell.
But still, if we're in an air-conditioned room, you wouldn't put a ski mask on and we could, you know what I'm saying?
We'll see.
Okay. All right. So it's not, you haven't ruled it out?
Not ruled out.
Okay. Cool.
Not high on the list either, but.
Cool. We'll keep it at that. But as far as this, you know.
Ain't nobody wearing no protection. The people ain't wearing protection. You've already said that, man. A number of times. The people don't care. They just doing what they like to do. And that's the only thing I can say is the fact that you just need to make sure that your outside don't have nothing, because when you come back home, you're going to fuck around and find out for real what's what. Now, you done been dodging all these STDs. Now, your ass finna get the coronavirus and pass it on to your whole family. That'll be a little bit too much.
So, no mask for you.
No mask.
So
no
do you condoms. Think... Do you think this is feasible? Like, do you see, like, the young kids, like, adhering to this? Do you think there's...
No.
I've seen a couple of, like, videos where people have, like, they got masks on and they're having sex scenes now, the corona sex scenes. Like, they got a hole in the mask.
They just doing it for some
freaky... Yeah, I know they just doing it for the thing.
Some freaky people.
But, you know what I'm saying? Do you think...
It don't even make sense. Like, it's hot. Like, when you get to doing it and stuff, I mean, like, I'm going to want to kiss while I'm having sex, and I want to do some other stuff with my mouth. So, my thing is, I'm not understanding why I'm going to have on a mask. You're keeping me from doing a good job at what I'm trying to do. So, what I'm going to put a mask? I'm going to suck your dick and then put a mask on my face? That shit is stupid.
You got to suck my dick with the mask on.
Okay.
So, that way, the transmission of fluids is going nowhere.
It's
going
to be fluids.
No, but I mean, then it won't be spraying nowhere. And at least it'll be contained in the mask. And just like, you know, same way if you was reciprocating, you just go, you know what I'm saying? And then your mask is going to be all.
Your mask is going to be wet.
You have to get a new mask.
Yeah, so no need.
Oh, okay.
No need.
So that's not a good idea?
Not a good idea.
Oh, man. Okay. Take your vitamins. Queen Germ says, take your fucking vitamins.
Yes.
I was on Twitter and I saw this picture. These dudes, you know, I guess these underwear that these guys wear, these little...
Hold on.
You just, like, these little sports underwear, I guess, these expensive, like, they look like biker shorts almost, but they underwear.
Mm-hmm.
So the dudes are starting to wear maxi pads in there to keep from getting gooch grease and dingleberries in their underwear. And I am amazed that the young men are wearing maxi pads now in their pants.
Because
the
asshole
panty line
is loose.
Oh, no, because they say they don't want to get gooch grease. That's like the little sweat up under your nuts, that little, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess all day long you get like a nice little, but I mean, you know.
That's a part of living.
And then, but it'll mess up these expensive underwear that they buying.
So you doing what with the drawers, though?
So you putting a panty line or maxi pad in them to keep it from getting that slime.
But that slime is so bad that where y'all soap, the detergent, does not wash that out.
I mean, I guess for that day, like you might meet a girl or something, and you pull your pants down and
so you wanna meet a girl with a pad on.
I mean, I guess that's...
I'm going to need you not to.
I guess it's better than nothing. I mean...
I'm going to need you not to come out of no... I'm going to need a nigga not to pull down his drawers and have on no pad. That's the fuck shit I'm talking about. That's some bullshit. Who finna do that? I will run out of the room hollering.
So you telling me...
If a nigga of any stature, you got on some expensive drawers that they so expensive to where you pull down your drawers and we finna do something and a damn maxi pad is in that thing, I'm going to tell everybody about you. I'm going to put it. I'm going to tell it all.
Because this was wild. This was wild. Because I was just like, yo, like this is nuts. Because, let me see if I can find it. It was a tweet. Oh my God. But yeah, so the dude, let me see. I probably search gooch grease on Twitter and it'll come
That's
up.
That's disgusting.
That's what?
I mean, your dick that sweaty? That you got to do all of that? I mean, like I said, that's not even manly. If you a man and you worried about some sweat under your balls, that mean you ain't manly. That's come with the territory. Like, what the hell is you trying to do? I mean, and if you need to go take another shower. Why are you trying to find shortcuts? You put a damn pad underneath there like you got some real leakage.
I'm trying to find a picture. A dude had like the pad in the middle of his drawers. And
I'm trying to figure out what type of drawers he wearing. He must be wearing some tighty whities because in some boxes, I don't see how the hell no pads sit up in there.
It's like the little, you know, the little, like they like tights. They like almost like, okay, here it go right there. You see it?
That's horrible.
That man said, my bros sleep on this life hack. This here catch gooch grease and loose dingleberries. Keep them draws fresh. Free game. Thank me later.
That sound like your ass is loose and you skeeting out some stuff out your asshole and all kind of carrying on.
But
you trying
according to
that.
Urban Dictionary, goose grease, similar to swamp ass, gooch grease is the disgusting smelling mixture of sweat, shit, crusties, and lint that forms along the inner gooch forming a slime-like substance. After a long night at the club, my boxers were covered in gooch grease.
Like I said, ass crumbs, meaning that you need some flushable wipes to wipe your ass clean. And taking a damn shower. Like,
yeah, just take a shower, dude. Don't fucking walk around with a fucking, like I said, a maxi pad in your fucking...
It says
what you get, the thin? Which ones he get? Which ones you think he get?
The one that he got look pretty thick to me.
Oh man.
He
so is it thickness by the width or the thickness of the pad?
The thickness of the pad.
Oh, okay.
His thing looked like an old grandmama pillow pad. That didn't even look like the up to date.
That's a panty liner. That's a panty liner to catch the juice.
The panty liner is the thin one, the thinnest kind that you catching a little, you know, little secretion that might come out of there.
Oh man.
But when you talking about
we taking a Frocast, people.
I'm just saying, like, if you gonna do it, I just don't see men doing it. Because the shit is nasty. To me, you just need to wipe better and take a shower. If that means that requires me taking two showers instead of that one, then take the two showers. What you scared of?
Or just buy cheaper drawers. Like, if you can't, your hygiene ain't good enough for you to wear the expensive drawers, must be.
Your wallet ain't big enough for you to wear the expensive drawers.
If you complaining about wearing, you got to wear a maxi pad in your drawers because you complaining about the gooch grease and the dingleberries. Yes, sir. You need to just stick to the Hanes and the Fruit of the Loom. Matter of fact, you might need to get some Huggies, goddammit.
You
sound like you shitting on yourself, buddy. Exactly. Like, what the fuck? You just need to get you
to
diaper club.
Yeah, you need to do something else. That's not good for business, sir.
Women, I saw some women say they're going to start wearing diapers during their period. They're like, fuck it. They're going to wear a diaper.
Yeah, no.
Adult diaper.
That's not okay.
Why not?
That's not okay. It's no. What you doing it for? What you need to do that for?
Cause maybe if they don't want to just, you know.
Who is peeing on themselves on purpose?
Doing that period.
Okay, so if you saying they just wearing it for full coverage.
Yeah.
Okay, if that's what they want to do, but I still feel like that's doing a lot because period blood is different than just urine, which is what those things are designed for. Like urine and bowel movement.
Hey, let's go ahead. Let's start. On. Yeah, I'm getting.
I mean, you the one did all that.
I'm uncomfortable, dog. I'm uncomfortable.
Well, you the one started it, so I'm gonna finish it.
Okay, we're finished on it.
Okay, move
so
on.
So dudes, do not. I repeat, do not walk around and buy maxi pads for yourself. Buy them for your girl. If you are a man and you're wearing a maxi pad in your pants,
you're no longer a man.
Just go ahead. And I told y'all these niggas is born after 94, 95. They different. You know, they walking around here with maxi pads on. Wow. Amazing.
Not amazing at all.
Well, speaking of stuff that wasn't amazing, Jada Pinkett emasculated Will Smith for Facebook views last week, and it was fucking ridiculous. Did you see it?
Yeah, several times.
That was horrible, wasn't it?
I'm not going to say that it was. She didn't emasculate him.
Yes, she did.
He did that to himself. Nope. Yes, he did. Mm-mm. Because you sat there, and you co-signed on the foolery. You co-signed on it.
I mean, first of all, she was sitting there crisscross applesauce with the look of a sniper and telling him about that woman heartless.
That's a lie. Niggas got the mentality of I can do fuck shit to you, but you can't do shit to me. That's where you're wrong.
No.
You mad because you said that you and the lady was on the outs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all was separated.
Cause she had messed up.
No.
Cause she said you were done with me. I had messed up big time. So she had already did some fuck shit before. So this wasn't the first time she did some fuck shit. Notice what she said. I
mean, y'all can notice whatever y'all want to notice because niggas is mad because niggas feel played. But the fact of the matter is, if y'all got whatever kind of relationship you all have, you signed up for this. The sad part about it is you got this person who out here thinking that he done infiltrated y'all group.
He did.
And he was going to be with y'all forever. And he got kicked to the curb. So now the man sad.
I know he mad. He missing out on that gravy train.
But at the same damn time, you can't say that she did something to him because, yeah, he looked as if he was hurt. But I feel like she didn't do nothing that was so heartless because what y'all niggas think gonna happen when you kick a nigga to the curb, y'all think that I'm gonna go get old dusty nigga and you gonna be like, oh yeah, that's what she with now, ha ha ha. But you ain't know she was gonna go and get her a little young thing and...
A dusty nigga.
He ain't no dusty nigga.
Nigga, this nigga came to him. This man got some kind of autoimmune disorder. He was sick.
He was crazy. He had some all kind
like,
of issues.
First of all, Jada, you took advantage of this man. His mental, he was not healthy. He was not, it was consensual, but who knows under what pretense this man was under. You took advantage of this man.
No, she did.
And you used this man's body to help, to heal yourself.
He used her too.
No,
there's a whole lot of you to get going on.
I don't want to hear it. Jada's wrong here. And she sat there. And then Will showed me he was the weakest nigga alive when he was sitting there joking. Because ain't no fucking way you going to sit here and tell me you cheating on me and I'm going to sit here and high-five your ass. Or we going to make a fucking joke. We ride together. We die together. Bad marriage for life. Shit. Motherfucker, please. I'm not sitting here talking about the nigga you cheated on me with and calling him by nickname Og.
Uh-huh.
It was a whole...
Yeah, but y'all better hope that Og don't tell the real story. Because the real story going to be a little more interesting than just me and Jada was together.
I mean, August gonna come out with the real deal. He probably got videos and everything. But I'm hearing a rumor. Put your tinfoil hats on, people. Put your tinfoil hats on.
Come with it.
All this is because that lady that got caught, the Epstein madam, the one that got caught, that got all the files. Will took a lot of trips to the Epstein Island. Will and Jada, another person, Chrissy Teigen. She deleted 60,000 tweets. John Legend wife. John Legend that came out and said he cheated. So a lot of things, people coming out now telling their story, getting in front of it before this goddamn Epstein shit fall.
But do you think she gonna die too?
Who? Her?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Think she gonna disappear too?
Absolutely. They took her to the same jail he was at.
Yeah. I think so too.
Come on. The same guards that fell asleep last time, they're going to fall asleep this time. Mm-hmm. That lady is going to die. But I hope she unleashed the crack and at least give somebody the USB with all the names on it.
Yep.
So they said this is a big time Hollywood ring. And because they said some code about pizza, that's code for child. You want child something, that's the code. And it's weird, so...
That's sick.
Yeah, it is sick. So, yeah.
It got something to do with that.
That's what they saying. That's the reason why they coming out saying
people
about
coming
it.
Coming out about what they got going on.
Because they said Will Smith, his name is on there. He took a lot of flights to the Epstein Island.
I bet he did. Mm. I bet he did. But I figured they was all just trying to, you know, promote the little albums. And
yeah, I'm thinking it's
trying
branding.
To get a little round red table talk. They done shot out the roof. Everybody on there looking at what she and Will had to say about their situation. But my thing is, one thing that's for certain, she said a lot of things. A lot of things may not be what we agree about or whatever. But one thing she said that really hit home for me is
nothing she said should have hit home with you. I'm going on record right now. Not a goddamn thing
well,
that motherfucking woman
tell
said.
You what she said.
Now, man, shit, you better tread lightly.
I'm going. You know, I'm real clumsy with mine, so I'm falling down in it. But nonetheless, when she made the statement that you can't find happiness outside of yourself. And that's the thing that a lot of people do. You put the burden of being happy on the person that you're with when that's not their job. Like, you should already be happy and they should be, you know, add something to your life or whatever. But as far as your happiness being in this person, if they died, they didn't want to die on you. Mm. But hell, things end in various ways.
Yep.
So your happiness can't be tied and consumed by this individual, but they should make your life better. They should make your life something. But everything that you have going on should not be tied in that person. And when you put that on an individual, that's undue stress. That's, you know, it's just unnecessary. But my thing is, when we look at the situation, we'll never know the truth because we weren't a part of it. But at the end of the day, we can identify with certain feelings of a certain person.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say that he didn't play on her. He knew that she was some old lady who might have wanted to feel good about herself. I'm a young man. They taking care of me. I know my situation might be messed up, but hell, I get to hang with them. They might help, you know, get me some publicity, and I could get, you know, I could really jumpstart some stuff for myself. So how is it that everybody wasn't using everybody? How was it that Will might, they could all had a threesome? You don't know what these people could have been doing.
I wouldn't put it past them.
So it's like, to me, it's a never ending, you know, possible outcomes of this thing. But to me, I feel like she didn't do anything wrong because it's been years ago that we heard that they had an open relationship. So it's no telling of what type of things they've done and agreed upon doing in the past. It's just the fact that, like you said, if we're connecting the dots back to your boy, then to me, ain't no telling what type of shit finna fall out the sky now.
I mean, but as far as him being emasculated, like, you saw this man die. You saw his eyes when she was talking. You seen him die. Like, his the way
that
he
was acting.
No,
he's played in
a lot of films. That wasn't acting. We seen this man's soul leave his body because his wife was sitting there with a straight face telling him, like, yo, another
and
nigga was piping
me
down.
Good.
Made me feel good. It was what I needed to, you know, and I'm glad you are the one that's with me to allow me to heal and heal others. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting there like, what was the word she used there? Entanglement?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she made up a new word. Like, that's a new one now. Like, it's just...
The people are loving it.
I just, like, Jada was cold-blooded, and I don't understand why people are letting her off the hook. If this would have been a man taking advantage of a girl 20 years younger, the man would be going down. And it's only because Will Smith sitting there stupid.
He co-signed on.
Yeah, looking so stupid, man. Will Smith looks so fucked. Like, hey, I lost a lot of respect for that man, you know what I'm saying, in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, man, you can't, nah. I told you when I first met you that we was in it for...
We'd never get it.
Yeah, no matter what, I'm always... What? No matter what?
I mean, she even said, you could be on one side of the house doing whatever you want to do with your person, and I could be on my side of the house, but we doing it all in this house. So that tell you right there, these people clowns.
But the thing about it
to me is, when people get mad, I mean, we could talk about it, debate, laugh about it, all that. But when some people really get worked up about what these people doing in their house, like the shit they doing, they should not be your example of what black love or love or marriage is. So to me, find some real life examples, like some people that you actually trust and know and love.
Like who are some of your black love couples?
My parents.
Oh, okay. I got you. That's
respectful. Yeah, like my stuff is never like not too no celebrities. Far from home. Yeah, yeah, but I don't you. Really trust them because I feel
like because you don't know you the celebrities.
Put on a picture for people.
Yes.
And so we could. I mean, like shit. I thought Bill Cosby was a great person until all this other shit came out. Hey. So I just feel like you know.
I thought R. Kelly was a good father.
Oh, I don't see.
Just
how.
Kidding. Ah, they're jokes, jokes.
Okay. Jokes. The crowd goes wild. But yeah, so I mean, to me, it's just like I try to find. I try to identify with people that I do put on that level and they had to earn it some type of way. Mm-hmm. Like if I just say somebody's a good actor, actress, singer, or something like that, that's different. But when I say somebody that I kind of model my life after or model my situations, and choices after, yeah, it wouldn't be a celebrity. Like it just wouldn't be. But that's the thing for me. Like a lot of people choose to put celebrities on a platform, that they really don't deserve to be in. Yeah. Like, a lot of them, like, some of them will go the extra mile and they'll try to have a stance on social issues and stuff like that. But a lot of these people are just doing their job. Mm-hmm. So let them just do their job and live their life. Like, to be honest, it shouldn't really matter what they did unless it was something that was violating the law. But it's fun. It's sensational. It's things that we could talk about, laugh about. You know what I'm saying? But these people actually got to go back home and live this life however it is playing out behind closed doors.
Yep.
So
well, shout out to the Smiths. Can't be me. Because I just don't know how I would handle that red table talk. Like, I think he let her off easy. Like, he asked no hard-hitting questions.
I mean, but he made her say it was a relationship, though.
Man, he make her. She still didn't say that.
She did.
No, she didn't. Did. She said, that's what I said. Entanglement. No, she never said. She
did. If you watch it again, he made her say relationship. And he said, call it what it was, Jada. She said, relationship. And she finally said it. She did say it. Yeah, a relationship.
It still didn't seem like she took a, you know, ownership of that situation.
But my thing is, how far do you expect any person... You, my spouse, to sit there and talk about a relationship that you had that you, well, we feel uncomfortable about you having.
Okay.
Even if we are separated. Because I saw a lot of people polling about that. If you're separated, would you be dating someone? Hell yes. We're not going to say we're separated unless we're getting a divorce. I'm not going to say I'm separated for the fact that I want to think about our relationship. You can think about the relationship in the same house, but you go and get a lease to live someplace else. Hell yeah, I'm fucking somebody else, and I want you to know that that's what's happening. Harp and sign these goddamn papers.
Wow,
you not finna waste my time with no bullshit. Like you talking about, we working on something. We working on it in this house. Mm. When the day you go and sign paperwork to be living someplace else, we ain't together no more.
What if you be like, look, man, whatever we working through, you just don't want to see me right now, and it's just. You need to go
you
somewhere.
You come through the front door, I come through the back door, whatever we got to do. But we won't be living no place else because, to me, a part of our relationship is that we're supposed to be there for each other emotionally, physically, mm-hmm. sexually, spiritually, every way possible. So if we have now separated ourselves from each other, I am definitely deficient of all of those things and then some. Mm. So I'm supposed to just sit here seeking for something that I already had. When I can replace what I no longer have.
But why would you replace it? You putting yourself at risk.
I'm not putting myself at risk. I'm just saying, like, you can't tell me to put my relationship on ice. We done been together 19 years, and I won't put it on ice because now you feel like you got to go and think about some shit. If what we done been through ain't made you know that this is where you want to be at, it ain't nothing left for me to do but to get somebody else. That's just what it is.
But then that would be like, oh, you know, we ain't got another nigga already? Like, damn, like, what the fuck going on here?
So I'm supposed to be sad.
You ain't supposed to be sad?
And I'm supposed to be down, but I'm supposed to be sitting here waiting, hoping that you come to the your good senses and know that you need to be back with me.
What if you was the one that did wrong and I was just like, yeah, look, I just need to...
I mean, if it was a situation where somebody, I did something wrong.
You moved
wrong,
in a 24-year-old boy and you started having sex with him. And then what if it's, you had an entanglement with a younger gentleman in the house? Like, in that situation.
And maybe that would be an acceptable situation. Okay. But you just know that I just had sex with a 24-year-old. If you got any sense, shit, you might want to be there.
Fuck, I want to be there for.
You might want to be somewhere I'm at. If you talking about you possibly want to come back, why would you give me more space to keep fucking 24-year-olds?
I mean, you told me you was helping him out. I ain't know he was gonna fuck the dude.
And you really think that was trustworthy? That's the reason why I tell people, you put yourself in them type of situations. He got a dick, right?
But you
still. He ain't gay, so that means that your wife is a viable candidate.
But this man's sick.
Your wife or daughter. I wouldn't have wanted the man to be in that house.
No, she was too young, I think.
No, she was not. Four years ago?
That girl, like, about, nigga, they was together 2 years ago. Willow Smith got to be about 13.
Willow Smith ain't nobody 13.
Girl, I think her and Boozy like the same age.
Bro. I don't believe that at all.
Yeah. Jaden ain't nothing but like 21. She might be 17.
She's 19.
Oh, okay.
So, she could have been with him.
He probably hit her, too. He was a friend of one of the boys. He was one of the kids' friends. That's how he weaseled his way in the house. He was friends with Jaden, I think.
He is 27.
Who?
August Alsina.
Okay.
She is 19.
Mm-hmm.
And it's mighty funny how Jaden don't be around them at all.
But Jaden weird as fuck.
Jaden is 22.
Yeah, so him and August was friends. That's how he got in the house. So, you know, wow. So Jada fucked one of the kids' friends.
And that's the part that you need to look at that looks retarded.
Yeah.
Bump having an affair. I mean, like, she wrong for it, but hell.
But no, they were separated, whatever that means. If you separated and y'all ain't divorced, you still married, my nigga. Fuck out of here. Ain't no such thing as separated.
Shit. Like I said... It is a thing because...
Shout out to all the people that's working out these separations, man. Y'all get y'all shit together, man. We got to get these divorce rates down, especially in the black community.
Like I said...
Stay married if you black. I don't give a fuck what you got to go through.
That's cannot, dumb.
No, it's not. That's dumb. I ain't talking... Now, if you're in an abusive relationship, yeah, get the fuck out of there. But if it's just some petty bullshit y'all be... Man, stop. Stop it, people. We got to get these numbers right. Everybody else stay married. You know,
they don't.
Yeah, with the other, like the Indians and the damn Mexicans, they said we did the stats. We seen the show. We seen the demographics.
Well, we got to see who did the surveying. Did they just go to the court of records and just see what the hell the people was on paper? Because some people married and they fucking other people and they married on paper and they somewhere else now. So just because you married don't mean that that's what the fuck is going on in your house every day.
Hey, well, we got the understanding.
Okay, if that's what you rock with, but that ain't me. So, she didn't do nothing to him. He decided that he wanted to let her do what she did. So
she still took that man's soul, and every man in America saw it. We seen it. We know that Jada. I mean, she took that man balls, and that's the end of the line. That's the bottom line. Cause Stone Cold said so.
Somebody already took his balls, cause the people already said he wasn't into women like that no way. So it don't matter.
They say he is a couple of his co-stars he used to mess with.
Yeah, you like know,
Eva Mendez, the girl from Hitch. He did like two movies with her. They said,
it's okay if he like them all, but all yeah. I can tell you is he's okay.
Oh, okay.
He all right. He put on the show for y'all so y'all can feel sorry for him, but that ain't what that was.
He put on the show. We don't feel sorry for him. We he replaced the crying Jordan meme. Like, his little sick face has replaced the crying joy in me. So, that's why I was like, that shit was sad. And it hurt. You know what I'm saying?
It hurt.
Yeah. Well, that's all for that. Like I said, being a married man, it just hit home a little different. I just couldn't imagine. No.
That's not.
Yeah. Well, TV Talk, did you watch The Chi this week?
I did not.
So she didn't watch The Chi, so we're not going to talk about The Chi.
Why we can't?
Because I don't. I mean, I want just to watch it. Like,
okay, well, I watch it.
Yeah. So
talk about it next week.
We'll talk about it next week. And you know what I'm saying? So we'll catch up. You know, Queen Jerm's been bad. She didn't do her homework.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Spank me if you want. I don't want to fight you. I don't.
I said spank me, but
oh, I will do that. So since we don't have any TV talk, Well, speaking of TV talk, I'm just going to go on some stuff I watched this week. I watched a show on Showtime called Outcry. It's like a documentary series. It was about this guy named Greg Kelly. He was like a high school football player in Texas. Got accused of assaulting a four-year-old boy. Got found guilty, went to prison. Later released due to, like, you know.
After how many years, though?
He did, like, three before they released him just on, like, bond. And then he did, like, another. No, I think he did three or four.
So a total of 7 years?
It was the whole process was 6 years.
That's horrible.
I think he did three or four inside and two out. Like, or three and a half out. Three and a half in, two and a half out. And then they finally, you know, he won his appeal. They exonerated him. You know what I'm saying? He got to live his life. But it was just, like, just to see how they fucked this man Future up over some bullshit. And he didn't get his just. But it also made me see, like, wow, look how hard they working for this kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, look how, you know, I ain't saying it was swift justice. But he didn't have to do the 25 that.
The 30 years.
Yeah, the 25 that he was supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm sure he got paid and, you know. They, you know, got compensated for the wrongdoing. But it was just sad to see how, like, in that town, how a gross injustice went on. And then, like, certain people get promoted. Like, it's this judge. His name's, like, Joffrey Pryor. He's, like, one of the circuit judges in Austin, Texas, in that county. You know what I'm saying? But he was one of the people that was, you know, kind of in charge of sending the wrong man to prison and not doing a just investigation. So check it out if you got Showtime. Looking for more things to watch.
And I did remember after the show,
okay,
this thing that I said was a horrible show, which was a stand-up comedy entitled Legalize Everything.
Okay.
And it was not good. I mean, I don't want to say the person was awful, but it would be nothing I would tell anybody to watch.
Oh, but you just told the millions.
And millions.
Of people that it was horrible. So they're going to watch it.
Yeah, I mean, if they do, that's fine. Yeah. But they would have just wasted an hour and some change of their life.
Yeah, so, don't waste an hour of your life.
I mean, if you want to give them 15 minutes just to say that you saw it or whatever, if you like it, comment.
Yeah, you might like it. You might be like, yo, this is my kind of guy. I like this.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with you. So,
what's Queen Germ don't know she's talking about? This show is awesome.
Yeah, so check that out. Legalize Everything.
Legalize Everything. So, yeah, if you got any good ideas or shows to watch, man, let us know so we can check them out. It's that time for Bad Black Cinema. Every week, people, we act out a scene. We take a situation and we just improv it. This week's situation is your kid has been acting up in school. Queen Germ, you are the parent. I'm the principal. Ready? Action. Hello, ma'am. How you doing? Mrs. Thomas, how you doing? Nice to meet you, ma'am. What is this meeting about today?
Y'all got me up here.
Yes, Miss Thomas. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Thomas. Okay, your son is Michael, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, ma'am. I don't understand. Okay, we called you up here. Basically, your son was caught in the bathroom with another girl. Doing, you know, grown-up things.
With another girl? So yes. That means it's been a girl prior?
Well, no, I'm just saying with another student was in the bathroom with your son.
Okay.
And ma'am, I...
Were they using protection?
Ma'am, you're worried about protection, ma'am? Your son was having sex with a girl in the bathroom, ma'am, and you're worried about protection.
I think we all should be worried about protection. Where was the students? Where were the teachers? If the students in the bathroom...
Your son cut class.
And how do you know that?
Because class was in session.
So who caught them in the bathroom? Who orchestrated this whole thing?
Well, somebody was walking in the hallway. One of our assistants, principal, Mrs. Davis. And she heard the noises coming from the bathroom.
And so she just barges in the boys' bathroom.
Because she heard noises of a girl, and she thought maybe something was going on, and she was right.
So where is my child?
Right now, he's down there with our school resource officer.
And so you calling me to tell me what? So you telling me he having sex at a people school? So, okay, he's having sex with a girl.
Okay, man, what's going to happen is we're going to press charges on your son.
How?
Because you can't have sex on school property.
Is that a real rule?
The girl said it was rape.
Now, see, now your story getting changed.
Ma'am,
your story is changing. Because what you initially said was that they were having sex, so it was consensual a few seconds ago.
Well, no.
Now all of a sudden somebody want to holler rape because they a hoe. That's what you're saying?
Ma'am, I don't think you should call the girl that she's a victim here.
And she ain't no victim. She gonna be a victim. She keep fucking around with me.
Ma'am, listen, no need for you to get hostile.
Oh, I'm getting hostile.
So
I'm getting hostile.
We're just gonna, like, we wanted you to be here because you
to do
are.
What?
To see
to
your
watch
son.
My son go to jail?
Yes.
No, that's not what we finna do.
Yes.
That's not what we finna do. That's not what we finna do. So where are her parents?
Ma'am, her parents are down there with the school resource officer right now. They're going over
so they
everything.
Cooking up their story, but now I'm supposed to be sitting here calmly with you while you make up some shit on my child.
No, your son admitted to it. He admitted that he raped her.
Now, see, that's what my point is. You keep changing your story, sir. We gonna get a lawyer. You can keep all of your conversations.
Ma'am, I'm just a principal. I have
that's
nothing
fine.
To
do. That's right. The police you're just a principal for now.
The police are going to do their investigation.
Okay.
Ma'am, I'm like I said, I'm just relaying the news as I'm getting
you ain't
in.
Relaying shit.
I'm not fully clear on the whole situation.
Clearly you're not.
I just want you to know, ma'am, I'm just doing a courtesy as a member of
the
community.
Don't do me no courtesy. Don't do me no courtesy. Because if you can't get the facts straight before you call my damn phone and get me off of my job to come down here to this raggedy-ass school, then that mean that you need to try again later.
I just think you need to get a lawyer, ma'am, because this is going to be...
I'm going to have a lawyer.
Okay, ma'am.
I got that.
Because your son is in a lot of trouble here.
He's not. Because he ain't raped no girl.
Listen, ma'am.
He ain't raped nobody.
Ma'am, I don't want to... This is an open
y'all
investigation.
Y'all got these old fast-ass
ma'am.
Girls running around here. They don't have due to dress code.
Ma'am.
If y'all was doing y'all job, it wouldn't even be the case.
Ma'am, listen.
It wouldn't even be the case.
Ma'am, your son is the savage here.
No,
okay?
He's not.
He's the one that's
he's not.
Predator.
No,
okay?
He's not.
He's the one that's going to have to register
he a predator,
his whole life.
But I bet that hoe ain't had no clothes on, did he?
Listen.
Did she?
Hey,
did
ma'am,
she?
I don't know the particular. These are kids, children we're talking about, ma'am. Why do you care?
Just know, I care because you're trying to pin something on my son that
ma'am,
ain't real.
Your son was caught red-handed. Okay, raping a girl. Okay,
how
he was raping?
If
I
they
don't
were
listen.
In the bathroom,
yes.
You telling me? First of all, it was consensual. Then the next thing
I
know, some random
ma'am.
Teacher comes in there and she's watching
the thing go on. She heard the girl yelling.
She didn't stop nothing. They having sex full out, and you telling me now my child is a rapist? No.
The girl said,
"Y'all
it was
will
not
do mine like that. You're not gonna railroad my child,
ma'am." I hate to say it. Cut. Another episode of Bad Black Cinema, people. Like I said.
Very bad.
Submit your situations. We will play them out.
Please don't.
Straight improv. Listen, man. We're giving y'all. Listen, we going. We listen, what other podcast is giving y'all fucking improv comedy, man?
This is not in living color, nigga.
Improv. Sketch comedy. We doing it. Come on, man. Listen. Come on, man. Wow. Got a question from the nation. Like I said, people, submit your situations. We'll act them out. But now we got a question from the nation. Says, so my boyfriend delayed my birthday / our anniversary plan so he could go to a wedding with his family the same weekend as my birthday. Am I right to be mad and upset? Anonymous.
I mean, he could take you with him if he going to the, if y'all got all that going on. And you can just go to the wedding, too. And then y'all have y'all party or whatever y'all gonna do. Celebrate your birthday the next weekend or whatever.
Well, just celebrate.
Now, you telling me that I can't go with you to this so-called, air quotes, family wedding, then yeah, I got a problem. I got a show enough problem.
So how does the man win? So what if you, like, you just can't go? What if, like...
I can go.
But what if it's like... So there's no reason why you shouldn't be invited to this family wedding.
I mean, because if your family broke and they counting heads like that and you can't bring your girlfriend, that's a sure enough problem for me.
But what if it's, like, too expensive? You know, like, you got to go and it's...
Like I said, at least I get to go on the trip. If y'all... It's different if you're saying that it was a local wedding. It sounds like he's going out of town to this event. So that means I get to go. There's no cap on who in this damn hotel room. So if y'all leave me to go to the... To the wedding, and I stayed.
What
if
we like flying in the plane or something? Now you gotta get an extra ticket.
Well, that's what you do when you're trying to be with your girlfriend.
I guess. I mean, I'm just saying. I'm just, you know.
I mean, you got the right to be mad. I mean, depending on how long y'all been together. If y'all been together longer than a year, you could be mad.
Longer than a year?
Yeah. You not finna waste my adult years talking about I got to be shucking and jiving and hiding from your family. If we should be getting together soon. And we celebrating birthdays and shit. We done been together for at some point.
Yeah, it's a birthday anniversary.
Yeah, so hell. If that's the case, we got an anniversary to celebrate. I could be mad.
Okay. Still say boyfriend, though.
Still say boyfriend. Yeah, you smoking right in my face. I can't handle all that.
Okay, sorry about that. It say boyfriend, though, so it ain't like a husband.
You know it don't matter. You ain't gonna never get to be husband if you telling you me I can't get to be wife if
you making a little fuss about me going with my family.
I said, it's fine. And it's probably for the best.
Yeah.
It's probably for the best.
Yeah, man. So
So you trying to say the lady ain't got no reason to be mad?
Nah, not at all. It's just delaying it. I mean, it's still gonna be your birthday regardless. You're just not gonna be there. And I don't see the problem. Like, it's not going to be that bad. I mean, he's just delaying it. Like, it might be delayed a week. It might be even greater when I get back because we delayed it. But you don't have to be all upset because, you know, you can't go. So, no, you shouldn't be angry. Be a real woman. You know what I'm saying?
Also, a real woman don't get mad. That's bullshit.
You know, titty up. You know what I'm saying? Pull really? Yourself. Yeah.
Really? That's what you're doing now?
Yeah, titty up.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my titties gonna be up, and they gonna be some on top of somebody. Cause while you at this wedding, I'm gonna be with somebody else.
Okay, and then that just shows what kind of person you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, hey.
So my character is in question, cause you chose to leave me and not let me go on the trip.
Like I said, what if you couldn't? Appreciate like, why couldn't she go? Is my question. That's
I mean, if it's a good reason, that's one thing. But she didn't give you all of that. So exactly. Working with the details that we have, the details say give me that you and your family want to go and hang out during my birthday. I can understand if it was your brother's wedding, but if it's your cousin's wedding, you ain't got to go to that.
I don't know what it just like you said. It just. Who knows, man?
Who knows?
But like you said, if you was invited, and they got to have you down for a plus one, and you know, I don't know. Maybe it was just...
You didn't put me down.
Yeah. So, interesting.
But we ain't got to worry about it, because now it's Corona, and if you do the thing right, y'all can all get married, and you ain't got to spend more than how much of it is for that marriage, like $35. Sir. Just get go on and shit. Marry these folk and be done with it.
Yep. And if it don't work out, you only waste $35. You waste $10,000 on a damn dresses wedding with doves and goddamn ice flutes. And man, I told you I went to a wedding one time. Motherfucker had Jesus carrying a cross in their wedding. I said, God, dog. Jesus carrying a cross.
He was that's what I'm talking about.
I said, that was a...
That was some good stuff.
Hey.
That was an anointed wedding. I hope they still married.
They are.
And see, if Jesus come to your wedding, you got to make it.
Jesus was also serving drinks at the reception. It was so fun.
He was turning the water into wine.
Man, that was the joke. That was the joke, because I was just like, I don't know if they did that on purpose, but the dude that was playing Jesus is also the dude over there just handling the punch.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, yeah.
Come through Jesus.
Yeah, but Jesus had Tim's on. That shit was live, though, when he was doing his little thing. He went barefoot. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to that dude to play Jesus. And shout out to y'all, man, to submit questions, man. Y'all, like I said, submit the questions to the Nappy Afro Gmail. You shit. Submit us to Twitter, at Nappy Afro, at KingGerm1, on Instagram, at Frocast. You know what I'm saying? Submit your questions, man. We'll put them on the show. Well, the song of the week time. Queen Germ, do you have a song of the week this week?
Yes, I have a song of the week. And, you know, since I had to go through the dark hole or whatever y'all call it, where you're going from one episode of these people's story to another video, somebody else giving us a little more insight, a couple more seconds of the Will and Jada thing, I just had to say my song of the week was going to be none other than Nunya by August Alsina.
Oh, my gosh. My song of the week, man. T.I. recently challenged 50 Cent to a versus battle. And I saw a lot of people saying, like, my dog T.I. ain't have a chance against 50. And I said, y'all got my nigga T.I. fucked up. Like, I don't think 50 got a chance against T.I. Like, T.I. got some fucking bangers. And I think y'all got my nigga T.I. fucked up. And so my song of the week this week is I'm Illy by T.I. Just to let y'all know that T.I. still motherfucking got it. Don't let the little smooth songs fool you. Don't let the little, you know what I'm saying, TV dad and the big words fool you. You know what I'm saying? T.I. used to, and then man got at least 3 or 4 classic albums, man.
And I got one of your wife beaters at my house, T.I.
You had to bring that up.
I have to every single time I get a chance.
Yeah, but anyway, so my song is T.I.'s, I'm Illy. Her song is Nunya by August Alsina. This is the Frocast episode 413. We're going to take a music break. We'll be back in a minute.
Rebel for the hell of it, hella rich. Never have to sell a brick again. Must I tell a bitch again? The bullshit I'm addressing, check I'm on some next level shit. Never been fucked in the game, I'm celibate. Rarely out my element, barely out the ghetto with. One foot out and one foot in, intelligent as fellas get. Listen, let's settle this, be clear. I could fall back 7 years, still it ain't no one ahead of me. Consider it a blessing if you get to stand next to me. Five-star general, OG veteran. Cake like Edelman, blowing that celery. Stack that cash like the U.S. Treasury. Every single thing I ever did was done heavily. Rap it till you're 70, still ain't no catching me. Put it on my pops, Big Phil and Beverly. Be standing on the top still after they bury me. Nose in the air, so stuck up, arrogant. Ain't got long, hot songs, best cherish it. Cause when I drop mine, that's over, finito. You're paying for your foul like a free throw. Could a nigga think that he could see me other than the magazine covers of the TV? No, I sold more mixtapes than your CD. You're waiting on your big break, praying you could be me. He ain't made it far as DC. On the low, I've been all around the globe like a god, how they treat me. Broads hit their knees, eyes closed when they greet me. Mouth wide open, jet begging me to skeet, skeet. Yeah, in a deep sleep, stop dreaming. I'm 6 albums in for 10 years, I've been 5 hot steaming. The limelight's mine, I'm gleaming, beaming. That's why I say I'm king, bitch, I got my reasons. So frostbit, neck so chilly. All on my mind is to get more milli. Niggas talk shit, that's silly. Shout it, he ain't about that, really. No. Is it? Hey. Nigga, I'm illy. Hey. Hey. I run this city, clearly. Tell them get lost, I'm busy. Regular, nigga, I'm illy. When niggas get off, piss off. Me and mine ought to take time to pop a lid off. Shit all over the web, bouncing me is y'all. Sick in your fucking mind, you figuring I'm a fizzle. Never cooled off, tip scorching. Minimal injury, though they wishing me maximum misfortune. Number one hand down, flows paint portraits. Everybody thinks you stink like horseshit. House full of chicks on some girl next door shit. A king of oneself, 30 mil out the store quick. Of course this case lost all my endorsements. Tripled up on real estate, still buying more shit. But still bankrupt according to your sources. I'm still caked up along with more reinforcement. Tour shit up from the lobby to the rooftops officially. The hottest nigga rapping since Tupac. Before you rap about me, best ask about me. I'm out my fucking mind, need counseling. Please don't doubt me, trust me. Drama ain't nothing. It's all fun and game till somebody start busting. Limit my discussion when rappers be battling. I find out about it, better get the ski daddling. Pack your family bag, move them out to see Adeline. We ever crawl crabs, you need ambulance and bandages. Live life glamorous, so extravagant. Mandarin, Oriental, worldwide traveling. Hip hop champion, for real though. You couldn't fuck with me with a Brazil hoe, nigga. But still though. So frost, big neck, so chilly. All hey. On my mind is to get more millions. Niggas talk shit, that's silly. Shout it, he ain't about that, really. No. Is it? Hey. Nigga, I'm illy. Hey, Jeff, remember I do this shit when I want to, nigga. Hey. It's me. I run this city, clearly. Tell them kill lost, I'm busy. Bring it, nigga, I'm illy. So frost, big neck, so chilly. All on my mind is to get more millions.
Why is you texting me, asking who next to me? Why you care about who having sex with me? Now you all on my line, why you pressing me? Cause I got her legs open like sesame. What I got cooking with her ain't your recipe. Oh, she on her knees when she blessing me. With you, girl, I gave you the best of me. But you said to me you wasn't ready to be with her. time to make me a priority. Put my feelings out there, you ignored it. Being real is what you can't afford, and I paid a lot for it. The time I invested, you can't give it back. You can't get mad at the way I react. You got me feeling like it wasn't nice, just an actress.
Back from the music break, people. Like I say every week, if you only listen on YouTube, you get to miss the music for copyright reasons. But we might be able to start clearing that because I think YouTube just did some kind of deal, so we might start be able to throw the music on there. We about to find out. We gonna see. You know what I'm saying? So it's Keep It 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a Keep It 100?
Yes, I have a Keep It 100.
I didn't get an HBCU confessional this week,
and that's okay, baby.
No, it's not because it I had one.
Oh, okay. Well, while I do my Keep It 100, you can look up your HBCU thing. But nonetheless, my public service announcement is going to be my Keep It 100. And I'm going to say loud enough for the people in the back, all coughs, and I mean all coughs, are the same.
100.
Okay, so I'm going to say that one more time. All coughs are the same. We are in the midst of a pandemic. It doesn't matter what you're coughing for unless somebody sees the blunt that you're smoking or something. But you just can't be in somebody's car. You can't just be in the grocery store line and you over here coughing and carrying on. And you want us to believe that it's something other than the coronavirus. So I noticed somebody cutting up in the store earlier this week. And one of the customers was in there coughing and carrying on. The person did have a cup in their hand, said they got a piece of ice caught in their throat, and they were trying to get it up. But all the people who were watching this thing just, I guess, cringed with the idea that they thought this person, you know, they went ahead and diagnosed them with the coronavirus. So you want to just be as careful as possible because it's getting real, real out here in these streets, especially as these numbers are continuing to rise in certain states. You ain't safe just out here coughing and carrying on in the public. So, be careful.
My Keeping 100 go a little something like this, man. People, y'all need to stop thinking these celebrity lives are any different from yours.
100.
I see a lot of people with y'all little goals and relationship goals, and y'all want a relationship like this couple and that couple and that couple, and y'all think their relationship is so perfect, and we just found the fuck out that no. Couples that we fucking, I want to be like that Jada and that Will love. No, you don't want that shit unless that's what you like. You know what I'm saying? You want that confusing shit. You
want
toxic
shit.
Toxic, whatever you want to call it. I don't want no parts of that shit. Give me that regular old, you know what I'm saying, me and you together.
Nigga ignore you every day.
You know what I'm saying? Like, get on my nerves, nagging. You know what I'm saying? Me ignoring you. Like, I want that love. You know what I'm saying? Like,
niggas don't hold a door.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, give me that. Hold the door for you sometimes. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, just regular old love. You know what I'm saying? Nothing over, you know what I'm saying? These niggas that be trying so hard to be, I do everything. I make sure, man, something ain't right. Something ain't right, man.
You don't think
so? Nah, man.
It might just be they love them that much they want to show them.
No, man, you can't love, nah.
How much they love them.
Nah. Mm-mm.
I think that's what it is.
No.
Some of y'all just don't want to put in the work that's required for you to show that type of love. Yeah. So y'all want to give the ones who doing it a bad name because you don't want to do what you need to do.
I do what I need to do.
I'm just saying. I didn't say you personally, but they say it dog like, will holler.
No, I'm just letting the world know. I'm not hollering because of what you said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But Yeah, so that's all I'm saying, people. Don't get it fucked up, man. They just as fucked up as yours, probably even worse. You know what I'm saying? Because now we got millions of people just got their relationship under a microscope, and we thought it was perfect. You know what I'm saying? We thought, well, you know, not perfect, but in the whole branding of the Smith family and this and that, and and now it's just chaotic around there.
I mean, you can see from the offspring, they all kind of strange now. So.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, people. So don't put their marriage on the pedestal. Put yours on the pedestal.
Yeah, if you spend put yours on the pedestal, tending to your household, then you won't even have to worry about that.
You can feel like Beyonce and Jay or Barack and Michelle. Who else? Some couples they always say they naming and shit.
I mean, they like to name people, but like I said, it don't even matter. Because before you turn, the next thing you know, you turn on the TV or whatever. Yep.
Oh, man, I can't believe they breaking up. Exactly. Bobby and Whitney, man.
And that was a mess.
Hey, that was love, though.
Yeah, that's what you call it.
Let's ride together. We die together.
Bad marriage for life.
Yes, sir. They was in it. They loved each other, though. Crack smoking and all.
Hey.
Drugs, music. Woo!
The perfect combination.
Winners or loser time. You got any winners or losers?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say, y'all, we want to go ahead and promote the idea. We already talked about wearing your mask and all of that. But the people who winning right now are obviously those people who are wearing your mask.
Winner.
You got to be careful of where you get your mask from, because you got to make sure if it's a homemade mask that you got enough interfacing in there. So you got a filter for the mask. But then I saw a video where they showed some people making a mask where, like, the hospital mask where shit, the people got the mask on the floor, like, so they dragging the mask on the floor. People in the little swap meet, the little sweatshop, they round there coughing and carrying on all over the mask. And then you want me to believe that it's reducing the possibility of 99% of bacteria and particles from getting in my face. So those are not the ones we're talking about. Not the contaminated masks, but masks that are coming from a reputable dealer, whether they're homemade or made in industry. We want to be, you know, mindful of the fact that we want to wear the mask at all times, you know, whenever it's necessary. And studies have showed, the recent studies that have come out, of course, now that we're pushing for wearing the mask, we see studies show that 65%, it reduces 65% of the chance of any spread. So not wearing a mask, you're 100% vulnerable. Wearing the mask, because it, you know, reduces your chances by 65%, you only like at 35% pretty much of getting anything that could possibly be a contaminant or the COVID-19 virus. So what's your winner?
My winner is these people that are capitalizing off of white guilt.
Winner.
I saw the other day that I read this article. It says that why liberal white women pay a lot of money to learn over dinner how they're racist. So this says a growing number of women are paying to confront their privilege and racism at dinners that cost $2,500. So, you know, just put this in your mind. Freshly made pasta is drying on the wooden banister lining in the hall of a beautiful home in Denver, Colorado. Fox hunting photos decorate the walls in a room full of books. A fire is burning. And downstairs, a group of liberal white women have gathered around a long wooden table to admit how racist they are. You know, one woman said, recently I've been driving around seeing a black person and having an assumption that they are up to no good, says Allison Gupser. Immediately after, I'm like, that's no good. This is a human just doing their thing. Why do I like that? Why do I think that? Excuse me. She said, this is race to dinner. A white woman volunteers to host a dinner in her home for seven other white women, often strangers, perhaps acquaintances. Each dinner costs $2,500, which can be covered by a generous host or divided among guests. Frank discussion is led by co-founders Regina Jackson, who is black, and Sarah Rayo, who identifies as Indian American. They started Race to Dinner to challenge liberal white women to accept their racism, however subconscious. You know what I'm saying? So basically, these women are capitalizing off of white privilege, and I salute y'all, because if I could find a way to charge these white people for their guilt, I would do it.
In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat. So shout out to y'all. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a whole bunch more.
Yeah, I got invited to speak on a panel for an organization that's predominantly white, and they now want to talk about things that they want to do. I mean, clearly they didn't.
Did you send them a? Did you send them a fee?
No, I didn't.
You were like, oh, I get paid to speak at things like this. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do.
I have kids.
That's what you do.
You have all these kids with all these baby daddies and all.
Yes, I'd be like, yeah, you know, I have baby daddies to take care of.
they don't take care of me and my kids.
Yeah, you know, I'm almost on, yes. So you need to send them an invoice. Let them know. I'll speak on the panel for a fee.
Yeah.
You know, is this in town? Is it local? Okay. Is it local or somewhere?
Yes, yeah, it's not going to be here.
Oh, so you definitely got to pay me to come. Like, you know.
I mean, they're probably going to do it via Zoom right now because during the pandemic. So
I still need to
because you know I gotta put you on my schedule.
Yes, I'm a busy person. So yeah, man. Losers, do you got any losers?
Yeah, I guess I'm gonna say that the mail carriers, any mail carriers that are tampering with people's mail, of course you're a loser anyway.
Loser.
But definitely right now when we're seeing that people are changing people's absentee ballot from one party to another party, and I feel like for one, that's why I'm not doing anything on as far as mailing in nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't trust people. And if
I got my mail-in one right here, buddy.
I know. I saw it. But
I didn't know I had to put a stamp on it. I said, that's some bullshit. I said, why did they come in a pre-stamp?
They don't know if you're going to send it in. If you decide not to send it in, then they just wasted their stamp.
You know how many pieces of mail got posted, no posted necessary to mail it in?
They don't want it back. Because if you don't vote, then that's another vote for Trump.
Right. But now I mean, you
said you're going to vote for him anyway, huh?
It was just a, no, I said I was voting for Kanye.
But now that's just for the, what you call it?
It's just a primary. Yeah,
primaries.
Primaries stuff. And judges and stuff like that. That's what that's for. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Local election.
But yeah, but if you out there switching them people's stuff, changing them from one party to the next, regardless of what it is, process them people mail like what the people wrote on there. Mm. Don't be fucking with the people shit.
Fuck with that shit.
Don't fuck with it.
They said we supposed to be getting them stimuluses next month in August. Let's get it.
They better cut them checks and let them keep rolling out till we are good. Don't be doing no more one time and then we got to wait to get in the system. Go on and put my shit in there and drop this check every month on the 15th.
You heard me.
Call it a day.
Well, my loser is this guy.
Loser.
This right here, I saw this week, and they let me know that these young niggas is lost, man. These young niggas is lost. Lost. Hold on. Why is it not pulling up? So this guy's my loser. This dude had the fucking audacity to go online. This dude's name is Cal Quiero, Q-U-E-I-R-O. And he said, people are attracted to Jill Scott. Then he said, so it's an energy thing. Got it. Then he said, and by no means is she ugly, but y'all really sexually aroused by her, huh? Nigga, first of all, I mean, Jill Scott, my nigga, do you not know that she is fucking amazing? Golden, what's her next? Give me some more of her songs. Like, listen, my wife's sitting right here, so I can't say what I want to say.
Because you think she fine or something?
Oh, I love Jill Scott. I love Jill Scott. And
yeah, but, okay, I'm not
going to
say nothing.
And so... That nigga, what? Nigga, is you crazy? So, of course, he already retracted his statements. He's allegedly a football player for the Dallas Cowboys, and they let him have it because no. He assaulted the wrong woman, and Twitter let him have it. So, I ain't even really got to say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
You think she's so fine.
I mean,
but you willing to declare how fine she is, but you got somebody sitting right next to you and you ain't doing all that.
I've said that plenty of times.
Okay.
Should I pull up a post on Facebook where I talked about how beautiful you were?
A post that you probably just allow to keep coming up once a year so that you can say that you did it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but still. But anyway.
Go ahead. This is not about
so
me.
So, Kyle, you're my loser. You know what I'm saying? And, yeah, and that's all I'm going to do with it right there. So.
Huh?
It's that time.
Is it?
Yep. Shout outs. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, the Front Porch, and anybody that's representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her city, nigga. My shout outs go a little something like this, man. Shout out to Be Easy, Sorry Right, GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Rulo myself, Rick James, bitch. RT3, J Will, Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, Pepe J from B More, Steph from B More, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, 12 Cal and everybody, 12 Cal and everybody, 12 Cal podcast, Dr. Brazer, everybody, Dr. Brazer Network, that's Dr. Cam, the disrespectful motherfucker MJ, K Law the truck driver, shout out to them brothers over there. Go check Dr. Bracev out. As always, y'all know the real deal. Shout out to any podcast to fuck with a kid, man. Shout out to anybody using that hashtag Black Pod Squad on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? If you want to, you know, if you got a podcast, y'all consistent, you know what I'm saying? You know, I wouldn't mind y'all using the hashtag Black Pod Squad. You know what I'm saying? It's my hashtag that I made up. You know what I'm saying? Look at it. You see it? It's me. I made it up. It's mine. But yeah. Shout out to anybody over that site to fuck with a kid. Shout out to Amazing AP, Dragon Lady, Sleazy the Black Farmer, man. Shout out to him. I see anybody at that site? Yeah. Anybody to fuck with us the long way, short way, no way at all, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Woo! Another good show in the books, Queen Germ. What are you rating your show?
I'm going to say... I'll give it a 9.
A 9? I'm going to get a show up. A 9.9 because
it wasn't that good.
Oh, it was, because I feel like this was our first professional one. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
just because you think you
new setup. You know what I mean? That's, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I like it too. It's all right.
You know what I'm saying? So we gonna build on it. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get some soundproofing and air conditioning here. Then it's gonna really be the real deal. Holyfield.
Real deal.
Yeah, but it'd be cold in here soon. Oh, man. But yeah, man. Like always, don't forget, man, to give us a good rating, and subscribe to us, like it on whatever podcast reader you're using. Don't forget about the voicemail, 347-201-2572. Don't forget about the Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar and get all and support all things Nappy Afro. And don't forget, the easiest way you can help us out is by sharing it, retweeting it, reblogging it, man. Just spreading the word, man. Another show in the books, Queen Germ. I had fun. Thank you for joining me for this podcast journey. I just want to let you know that you are appreciated in what you do, the fervor that you bring to the show. The fans really enjoy it, and I just want you to know.
You don't want me here because of the fans, not because you really want me here.
You didn't let me finish.
Okay, we'll finish.
And I just want you to know that I'm really glad that you enjoy being here. I really enjoy doing this. It's fun, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we're still able to be silly with each other, even doing all the bullshit. So, you know, just want you to know that I enjoy it.
And, thank you for having me.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully we got a couple hundred more episodes in this, because I want to see Beezy get his finger cut off. I just really want to. We only got 87 more to go. 87 more, and BZ got to cut a finger off. And that's what that motherfucker said. If we get to 500, I cut off a finger, and I be damn it. He told me, you can take a week off. No, nigga. I want that fucking finger, nigga. Fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got pause. It.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, man. So this your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And this was the Frocast, man. We out this bitch. Peace.
Peace.
This is the end of the show. Feel free to visit nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss.
nappyafro.com